present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Jack D.
Hello and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. You join us this week on a trip to Malvern in Worcestershire, the county that's beautiful, historical, and unpronounceable to Americans. Malvern is rightly proud of its spring water. The nearby hills consist of very hard granite and limestone rock. Fissures in the rock retain rainwater, which slowly permeates through, escaping at the springs, where it's collected, bottled, and then sold. The rest of the country has taps. Malvern College is an independent day and boarding school which was founded in 1865. Famous alumni include C.S. Lewis, who has said it was his experiences here that inspired him to write the Chronicles of Narnia. The inspiration for the lion came after a visit to Twycross Zoo. The idea for the witch formed in his head after he encountered a ducking pond in Redditch. And the sensation of being trapped in a nightmarish parallel reality after the back falls out of a faulty wardrobe was inspired by a visit to IKEA Birmingham. The government's chief medical officer and COVID czar, Chris Whitty, is another old Malvernian. And when the college finally completed its £20 million state-of-the-art new school building during last year's pandemic, they specially invited Chris Whitty to close it. Great Malvern was once home to the Theatre of Small Convenience, which in 2002 was listed in the Guinness Book of Records as the smallest commercial theatre in the world. A former public toilet, the venue contains just 12 seats. After the premiere of its first production in 1999, Guardian theatre critic Michael Billington famously wrote, "I'd give that 10 minutes." At every local restaurant, the waiter will tell you after you've ordered some, Malvern spring water is famed for containing just nothing at all. And if you're wondering quite how it's possible to bring nothing to the table, let's meet the teams. On my right, please welcome Marcus Brigstock and Rachel Paris. And on my left, Rory Bremner and Graham Garden. And taking his place on the scoring desk next to me, please welcome our resident tree trunk in trunks, the immaculate Sven. Well, we start this week with some new additions to the Uxbridge English Dictionary. A good dictionary is essential for learning the correct use of similar terms. For example, many people don't understand the subtle difference between the words glasnost and perestroika. Well, glasnost is the policy of open government and freedom of information instituted by the Russian leader Mikhail Gorbachev in 1985, whereas perestroika are two centre-forwards from Birmingham. But the meanings of words are constantly changing, teams, so your suggestions, please, of any new definitions you may have spotted recently. Rory, you can start.
Condescending. Prisoner using a lift.
Rachel.
Draft. A thing that floats on water.
Marcus.
Kudos. The second line of shoppers at a Spanish supermarket.
And Graham.
Inarticulate. Stuck on the road to Dover.
Propagate. Replacement for the old wooden one.
Syntax. Boris Johnson's fixed penalty payment.
Ineffable. Impossible to seduce.
Absentee, the polite form of faculty.
Indict, Birmingham food that's within its sell-by date.
Shellfish. Really shit DIY.
Electrical. To pass water in a polling booth.
Hippocampus. University for hippos.
Goatee. The one before goat F.
Lunar landing. Upstairs lavatory.
Diabolic, the male answer to the vajazzle.
Well, the teams are going to do a spot of acting for us now in the round called Sound Charades. Now, this game is all about miming, the theatrical technique of suggesting action, character, or emotions without words. And one of the world's most famous mimes was Jack Lecoq, which, curiously enough, was the nickname I acquired among hotel staff on a recent holiday to France. In our version of the game, team members are permitted the use of their mouths. So, Marcus and Rachel, you're to start, please, and your title will shortly be displayed to the audience via the laser display screen. And for listeners at home, here's the mystery voice.
Strictly Ballroom. Strictly Ballroom.
So off you go, please, Rachel and Marcus.
This is a film, and it's two words.
Yes.
Hello, is this the official underwear maker to the Supreme Leader of the Democratic People's Republic of North Korea?
Who wants to know?
Our dear leader is extremely displeased with the latest consignment of elasticated briefs you have provided.
Oh, I'm very sorry to hear this. I know the rules. Can you let me know the problem?
Yes, the great Field Marshal General finds these latest intimate garments too tight in the gusset.
Oh.
He demands space for the esteemed and prodigious meat and two veg to breathe.
Well, I fling myself at the feet of our nation's bountiful father and I vow to provide a more generous, nay, voluminous gusset.
On pain of death?
Yes, of course, yes. I'm just writing that down now. More commodious gusset on pain of death. Got you. Thank you for calling. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
I'm stumped here.
Commodious gusset, underpants, knickers? Does the word knickers appear in the title? Good, good.
It's Kim Jong-un.
Mm-hmm.
No, nothing there either.
No.
Going well.
He's asking for, more space for his...
What he might have.
For his kit. And they are... The rules there are... They're hardline.
Oh, is it something to do with... Is it space balls?
No, but part of that is... Part of that is...
The balls part of the space...
Strictly Ballroom.
Yes!
Well done. Okay. Your turn, Rory and Graham. Your title is now being exhibited on the laser display board, and here again is the mystery voice for listeners at home.
Charlie Girl. Charlie Girl.
This is a film and a stage musical, and it's two words.
I wonder if you can help me. Well, Doctor.
I'll certainly do my best, Your Royal Highness.
I'm thinking of having a little pruning done.
Well, I'm afraid I don't have green fingers.
So I see. No, I'm thinking of having a slight gender reassignment.
The complete...
Oh, yes, yes. Well, Mummy doesn't seem too keen on me being king, so I thought I might stand a better chance as queen.
Yes, I see. Have you discussed it with...
Oh, Camilla's all up for it. We can go shopping for hats together.
I'll book you in, and I am the soul of discretion, sir.
Ma'am's the word.
Obviously, it's Prince Charles.
Yes.
But...
Halfway there.
Princess Charles is what I've got. So
it could be a proper Charles.
Oh,
Charlie's aunt. No.
I was hoping I'd look a little younger, actually.
Charlie Girl?
Yeah! Well, our next round is called Celebrity Animal Smugglers. Our very own Colin Sell is a keen animal lover. Only last month he got himself a new dog from the rescue centre. The dog used to belong to a homeless man and is working out really well. On a good day, Colin says he can make about 20 quid an hour. So in this round, Rory and Graham will be the celebrity animal smugglers and Rachel and Marcus will be customs officers whose job it is to discover the smuggled animals and celebrities. However, Rory and Graham will be smuggling these animals and celebrities skillfully concealed in their conversation with one another. Rachel and Marcus must not only identify the smuggled animals and celebrities by name, but also, and to score points, challenge by making the noise of the animal or celebrity in question. Okay? So, please start the animal smuggling now, Rory and Graham.
Are you hungry?
Yeah, but I'm bored of cauliflower cheese.
Yes?
Well, how about a nice ham stir fry?
We had that last night at the big showbiz party.
Oh, I held back, Katie. Price was way too high.
I'm a businesswoman at heart.
Katie was there, actually, in disguise.
Yeah, I bet the whole house spied her.
Scuttle, scuttle. Scuttle, scuttle.
The Panamanian white-faced capuchin monkey wasn't there, was he?
I don't know. Oh.
That's the Tanzanian white-faced capuchin monkey.
I heard he had his vintage car stolen. I didn't know whether to say goodbye to the old croc or dial the police.
I've got a little Spanish motor. Oh. These Catalan cars are very compact.
Oh! No, it's Alan Carr. That's what he means. Alan Carr. Oh, I can't believe I missed it.
Yeah, I find there's never anywhere to sit down at these do's.
Yeah, well, after my grapevine died, I made a chair of me vine.
Loads of people calling in today, 28291. Do give us a call, vine@bbc.co.uk. Really want to hear what people think about this one.
Oh, good. Okay, so let's try that the other way around. And Graham and Roy, you will be customs officers, and Rachel and Marcus, the celebrity animal smugglers. So again, Graham and Rory, to score points, you must challenge by using the noises these particular animals or people make. Well, you know how it works anyway. So would you start your celebrity smuggling now, Rachel and Marcus?
Rachel, is your tea okay?
Well, it could be otter.
Have I given you enough milk?
No.
How much do you want?
Well, to be frank, Muir.
Frank Muir, that is. And today's word is revelation.
I've been meaning to ask, how was your trip to the Garden of England? Did you enjoy it?
Honestly, I found Kent odd.
What a lovely day. Imagine sticking a cucumber through a letterbox and saying, the Martians have landed.
It was Michael Portillo, wasn't it? Ken Dodd.
I'm worried about your voice. You're sounding a little hoarse.
Sorry.
Well, I was shouting and singing with your dad's brother again at the weekend. You know how he gets.
Yeah, yeah. Was he wearing his special diamonds?
Oh, yes, as ever.
Well, that's duly Uncle Larry.
I'm very sorry, I was slow on the uptake there.
Well. Look, our flight to Germany leaves in an hour.
Ah, we won't miss it.
Or will we?
I wish I could fly.
You know, if we miss the flight, we could just get the ferry.
What if we see another small insect on the front of the ship?
I don't think there'll be an ant on deck.
So, that's very clever. You get two for the price of one there. Actually, I think you do.
Look, I'll pack the suitcase. Shall I bring your book?
The Catcher in the Rye.
No.
I would do that, but I'd have to charge.
Well, this next round is all about reviews. As we all know, everything is reviewed almost instantaneously these days. Only last week, Marcus Brigstocke stumbled while walking onto the stage at his local comedy club and minutes later received a 5-star review on TripAdvisor. In this round, I shall present the teams with a selection of genuine internet reviews, and their job is to correctly identify to what the review is referring, OK? We'll start the first one for you, Marcus. I'll give you the review. I need to know what it's referring to. So it's, we've just had two leaky ones. Not sure if this is a coincidence.
Grandparents? No offence.
It's actually Pampers Active Fit Nappies from Ocado. Here's another one. This one for you, Rachel. How about this? These were the size of plums.
Plums.
It's actually Dalesford Organic Ripen at Home Avocado.
Oh, so close. Okay.
Pack of two. How about this one, Graham? What was this review for? Great with horses, but wary of strangers. Can be aggressive and territorial.
Princess Anne.
You're not far off the mark. It's Pembroke Welsh Corgi review. Rory, what about this one? What's being reviewed here? Like stepping back in time.
Malvern!
It was actually from Malvern Museum. Well, here are some for any of you to have a go at, OK? See what you think of these. If it's good enough for the Queen, it's good enough for anyone.
Cliff Richard and Alan Titchmarsh on a bus.
It was Hollywell Malvern Still Springwater. Google reviews if you want to know. How about this one? I'm a pretty big guy, but this thing brought me to my knees.
A 5-kilo Prince Albert ring.
It was Sabre pepper spray and stun gun. Someone should have told him you're not meant to use it on yourself. What is this review referring to? The cups were covered in an oily substance.
Michael Gove's kitchen.
It was actually solo party cups. Other reviews included, I order these every couple of months and they are way better than holding water in my hands. In a long lockdown, isn't it? Okay, what about this one? What's this review referring to? It tastes like feet that don't get cleaned often.
Shoe pastry.
It was actually Auntie's Spotted Dick Puddings from Tesco's. Here's another one. What's being reviewed here? Not working, think maybe part of a duff batch.
Prince Andrew.
It was actually 4 glow-in-the-dark condoms. Other reviews said, felt like a Jedi. And they were spot on for our Chernobyl role-play evening. Okay. And finally, what's being reviewed here? We put these on our 5-year-old when she asked for a snack, and it was like magic.
Electrodes.
Well, It was actually rubber finger covers for cheesy, greasy or sticky fingers. Finger food utensil. For Christ. The next game is a musical one entitled Song Stoppers. In this round, panellists from each team will take it in turn to sing the opening line to a series of well-known songs. It's the job of their teammate to answer each opening line in a manner likely to end the song altogether. Piano accompaniment will be provided by Colin Sell. Colin tells us he's been on the road performing with two of the killers, untreated hypertension and type 2 diabetes. Okay, you can go first, Rachel and Marcus. Can we have your medley of first lines now, please?
When are you gonna come down? When are you going to land?
Well, this is Ryanair, so your guess is as good as mine.
Tommy used to work on the docks.
But P&O found someone else who'd do it for 30p an hour.
Watching every motion in my foolish lover's game.
Yes, I do wish you'd close the bathroom door when you do that.
Hello, it's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to meet.
New phone, who dis?
Dog goes woof, cat goes meow, bird goes tweet, a mouse goes squeak.
Sorry, is there another vet we could speak to?
Well, it's been building up inside of me for, oh, I don't know how long.
Yes, I'll open the window.
Right, your turn now, Rory and Graham. Can we have your first line medley now, please?
A bottle of white, a bottle of red, perhaps a bottle of rosé instead.
How long are you expecting this cabinet meeting to last?
To dream the impossible dream, to fight the unbeatable foe, to bear with unbearable sorrow, and to run where the brave dare not go. And is that why you joined the Liberal Democrats? I like big butts and I cannot lie.
My goodness, that's a lot of rainwater.
Oh yeah, I'll tell you something I think you'll understand.
Just talk me through the Northern Ireland Protocol again.
I'll be your long-haired lover from Liverpool, and I'll do anything you say.
Could you go back to Liverpool, please?
I feel pretty.
But she's the Home Secretary.
Well, it's very nearly the end of the show. Right. There is just time to fit in a quick round of car or bedroom. And in it, I'd like you teams to come up with examples of phrases that might be suitable to use in either the car or the bedroom. Graham, you start, please.
Why don't you stop and ask that man for directions?
Rory.
When was this last serviced?
Marcus.
Well, I must say that tunnel wasn't very well signposted.
Rachel.
Keep going, keep going, keep going. Stop. Literally, just another inch, you're in.
Now, when I hit it with my clipboard, I want you to stop.
Oh, I think the big end's gone.
I'm not sure you should keep boiled sweets in there.
Check the mirror before you pull out.
Oh, this idiot's right up my ass.
Stop looking at your phone.
It gets a bit wobbly over 60.
I spy with my little eye.
If she thinks I'm going to stop just because she's put her thumb up.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, as the pristine Tesla of time is parked under the extensive oak tree of omnipotence, then pockmarked by the pestilent pigeon of posterity, I notice it's the end of the show. So, from the team, Sven and myself, and our audience here in Malvern, it's goodbye. Goodbye!
Rory Bremner, Marcus Brigstock, Rachel Paris and Graham Garden were being given silly things to do by Jack D, with Colin Sal setting some of them to music. The programme consultants were Fraser Steele and Stephen Dick, and the producer was John Naismith.